Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Donald Trump has said he has sealed an agreement with NATO allies that will lead to large-scale arms deliveries to Ukraine, including Patriot missiles. And he warned Russia that it will face severe sanctions if Moscow doesn't make peace within 50 days. He made those comments at the White House after a meeting with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. Now, until now, President Trump had refused to get involved in what he frequently called Biden's war. So how significant is this shift in the president's tone and in his policy? Let's get more on this. I'm joined by Sarah Firth, foreign correspondent based in Washington, and also Hamish de Breton Gordon, former British Army officer and military analyst. So Sarah, we'll come to you first on what happened overnight. And we know that ever since Donald Trump returned to the White House, he has pretty much flatly refused to side with Ukraine in any meaningful way over the Russian invasion. What has changed?
Well, yes, you're right. Trump has been very hesitant to deepen US involvement in Ukraine. Two important things changed, I think, Claire. First, his growing frustration with Putin after multiple failed calls. And we saw that in his announcement in the Oval Office. He spoke repeatedly about being very unhappy with Vladimir Putin. He said that three or four times he thought he was close to an agreement with Russia, only to put down the phone and then in the evening see that Russia had carried on bombing Kiev. That frustration was very clear. And secondly, this important political calculation he appears to have made by deciding to send weapons via NATO. That means he can now claim and show that America is helping Ukraine, is backing NATO, but they're not going to be footing the bill, importantly. He's going to be selling those advanced US weapons systems, including Patriot missile batteries, to NATO allies, who will then pass them on to Ukraine. So this is his tough new stance on Russia. He's given that 50-day deadline as well for a peace deal. And if that doesn't happen, he says that he will be imposing these 100% tariffs on Russia. And really importantly, these secondary tariffs on any countries, third-party countries, wanting to do business with Russia with the aim of sort of crippling them economically further down the line if Putin doesn't get in line and get on board with the peace plans.
Now, the way Donald Trump has framed this policy shift is interesting, isn't it? Because he says it's a multi-billion dollar deal in which America gains financially, Sarah. So what do we know about how it will work?
Yes, I mean, that's important because we've seen President Trump repeatedly criticizing, and we heard it again in the Oval Office, repeatedly criticizing the previous administration's handling of this situation, saying this war would never have happened under him. He repeated that it was Biden's war. But he can come with this new deal. And you saw him, you know, it was very striking, actually, seeing that display of camaraderie between Trump and the NATO Secretary General. You know, they were sort of complimenting each other, talking interchangeably about those plans. So they are going to be selling those advanced weapons to NATO allies, and those are then going to be what you're going to have is those third party countries, NATO ally countries like Germany, are going to be giving those weapons to Ukraine, and the US sales to those countries, to NATO countries, will then be sort of backing up the gap in the weaponry that's been sent to Ukraine. Importantly, that means that they were asked about this in the Oval Office, both NATO Secretary General and President Trump, how fast this will all be happening, and pretty fast. So those discussions have clearly been ongoing and remain so. But it means that the sort of those critical weapons, really, that the US is able to now claim it's selling, they are selling it, selling to Ukraine, Europe's footing the bill. Those are going to be getting into the hands of Ukrainian forces who so need it on those front lines.
Now, what he wants to do, he says, is force Russia to the negotiating table within 50 days. Well, he wants to see an end to it within 50 days. And it remains to be seen whether Russia will cooperate. But in the last little while, the Russians have dismissed President Trump's comments as a theatrical ultimatum. So what is the early analysis on this, Sarah? Do people believe that Russia will cooperate, given that this deal has been done on the weapons?
It's difficult. There isn't much faith in Russia, given past actions, the fact the invasion happened despite all these pushes for diplomacy. That criticism about this grace period, the 50-day grace period, when we know that Russia has spoken about an escalation, is causing some concern. You know, that period does allow for a summer offensive if Russia wants to push ahead with its plans into Ukraine. But critically, that weapons sale, as I said, will mean those very important weapons, including the Patriot anti-aircraft missile defense system, will be getting very fast into the Ukrainian military's hands. And you've also, you know, this announcement really matters because it marks a pivot, not just militarily, but diplomatically, because you've got now Trump leveraging the NATO alliance to deliver these weapons. He shifted the financial burden to Europe, but this is Trump's America getting on board with Europe and with NATO's support for Ukraine. So despite this grace period, there's no question that this is a blow for Putin, a really important win for the Ukrainian military soldiers working so hard to defend against the Russian invasion. It's going to be putting the ammunition, the protection that they need to sustain their fight in their hands. So there are question marks over whether or not this will be implemented or we'll see Russia stall as it has in the past, but a really critical development.
Sarah, thank you for the view from Washington. And let's find out what difference it might make to Ukraine now with Hamish de Breton Gordon, former British Army officer and military analyst. And Hamish, hello to you. Thank you for being with us. What is your perspective on this? How much of a difference will it make to Ukraine?
Well, I think, first of all, psychologically, Claire, it's a massive bonus. I can imagine the soldiers in Ukraine have felt, you know, pretty downhearted over the last few months with what's been coming out of the White House and Trump, you know, with them seeming to side more with the Russians than the Ukrainians, who, of course, are the ones who are invaded. So psychologically, really important. But actually, you know, the Patriots, the anti-aircraft missiles, yeah, they are critical to defending civilian areas of Ukraine, which Russia has been hammering over the last few weeks and months. But I think perhaps more importantly, from a strategic military perspective, is these long-range precision-guided missiles that that the US is going to sell to Europe, which are then going to pass directly onto the Ukrainians. These are the ATACMS, the HIMARS cruise missiles, which the White House have admitted very much brings in Moscow and St. Petersburg and a lot of strategic sites now within range. And we know after the Americans attacked nuclear sites in Iran that that American missiles can evade Russian air defense systems. So I expect the Kremlin are now aware that, you know, if Ukraine decides to hit key targets in Moscow, it probably could. And that will bring the war very much home to the civilian population of Moscow, who are pretty untouched by it at the moment, unless they've lost sons on the front line.
And Hamish, are there any restrictions on the Ukrainians using those weapons for those targets? Because we remember previously Joe Biden had very strict rules, didn't he, around how far into Russia the Ukrainians could hit?
Well, I don't think anything specific has been talked about. But the fact that the White House is saying these targets are now in range gives the inference that that there aren't any particular restrictions. But I'm sure the restrictions will be, you know, not against civilian targets and other targets that are protected under the Geneva Convention, which, of course, axiomatically, Putin and the Russians completely ignore. We understand that they're going to be in significant numbers as well, which will make a difference in this type of warfare. It's all very well having a couple of smart weapons, but they won't make a difference. But if you have enough, then they certainly can. So I think, you know, this really does change the dynamic very significantly. Mm-hmm. And with Europe and Mark Rutte, the head of NATO, really backing up what Trump is saying, hopefully now that when the Kremlin look west, they see a very united Europe being supplied with the best weaponry in the world from the Americans. And that might well change their thought on this and hopefully get them to the peace table sooner rather than later.
And Donald Trump said the supply would come really quickly, but the supply chain is a little more complicated now, isn't it? Because we have the NATO members buying the weaponry from the States and then it all has to get shipped to Ukraine. Do you foresee any delays because of this, that deal?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I think one of the other really important things about this deal is actually the US are the only people who have these weapons in any sort of numbers that would make a difference. And, oh yeah, they might, it might, the dollars and the pounds and the euros might well be coming from European capitals, but I expect the weapons will go pretty much direct to Ukraine via Poland. I can't see them sitting in warehouses in the UK and elsewhere. I would have thought if Trump says it's going to happen quickly, you know, he has the clout to be able to make sure it happens quickly. Mm-hmm.
So while the Russians say this is all theatrics and they've sort of rubbished this 50-day deadline, do you think that this is significant enough to change the outcome of the war?
Well, I think it probably does. And everything that's coming out of the Kremlin, particularly from Lavrov and Medvedev and some of the others, is exactly what you would expect. You know, they read off the same song sheet and they're trying to make sure that people in Russia know that, you know, everything's rosy and that they're winning. So, yeah, I think it can. And the sanctions, the tariffs that come in 50 days, Putin knows that that will strangle his military machine, because not even he can make ammunition without any hard currency. So, yeah, let's hope that this will bring what everybody wants is Putin to stop fighting, negotiate a just peace for Ukraine. And this seems to be the right thing. It would have been great if it had been done 2 or 3 months ago, but this is real politique.
Thank you very much, Hamish. Hamish de Breton Gordon there, former British Army officer and military analyst. Now, coming up, could later opening hours for nightclubs and for venues like pubs be the saviour of Dublin's nightlife? We'll find out after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.